God, I can't get the yawn out. Okay. To another episode of the Tabletop Champions. I'm Lauren, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Sean, who plays a button.
Hi.
Matt, who plays Fennel.
Why did the tree get stumped? It couldn't get the root of the problem.
I hate it. Ben, who plays Throden.
Why did the Necromancer's phone stop working when he entered the Necropolis? It was a dead zone.
I also hate that one. Steph, who plays Raquel.
Oi hoi, darling.
And Kyle, who plays Urpax.
What?
Hi, guys. So, last week, you guys have found yourselves, you woke up into a star-shaped room after drinking random liquid under a tree root. And you woke up into the star-shaped room. In the middle of the room, you guys saw Dawn sitting on the ground, sobbing, but she looked a little off, looked a little weird. And Fennel decided that he was going to approach her. And as soon as he did, she instantly possessed him, which triggered a reaction for a bunch of ghosties to pop up out of nowhere and possess the party. Through some chaos, some sad times, some weird times, some what the fuck times, each character was faced with someone's pains. And through saves and ingenuity from people who were able to free themselves, they were able to break free of those holds. And in the middle of all of this, a button was faced with a dwarf who was very, very angry at him and called him Travers, maybe someone from his past. So the party was able to get free of the ghosts, and they were able to find a piece of like shrapnel, like a red glass, piece of glass. Shrapnel is a bad word. A red piece of glass on the ground. And I believe Fennel picked it up. I'm going to say Fennel picked it up. And you guys were teleported to another room. And still same star-shaped room. Urpax did true seeing and realized that you guys are not on your plane. You're in like the astral plane. But he wasn't seeing anything watching or observing. And as you guys landed into this next room, you were still in the star-shaped room. And there was a diorama with a little battle going on. It was like demons or something versus humanoid creatures. And as soon as someone touched it, they were instantly teleported onto the diorama. Eventually, everyone touched it. And that's what we're going to pick up tonight. Let me set the battle map.
We're on a diorama.
On a diorama. How meta can we get here tonight? Ciao. Super. The answer.
Throden picks up a large dodecahedron and hurls it at the enemy.
Rolls nat 20, wins the game. Congratulations. So you guys are on to a battlefield. Or actually, you're on the gate. Some of you are. Urpax, you find that you're standing on a wall with a bunch of archers to your right and a nice catapult to your left. It's smaller. It's not like a giant catapult or anything like that, but it's smaller. It's loaded. Fennel, you find yourself behind the gates and on the grounds next to a couple soldiers, next to a bigger catapult. A button, you're on the flip side of that. Throden, you're standing next to the someone who looks like they're giving orders. And Raquel, you're off to the side. You kind of just touch somewhere random, and that's where it put you.
Okay. I'm going to look at the group and look at the catapult. Are there like the other things that are on this map, like the archers and stuff, are they like alive?
They are. They are very much moving and they're taking aim onto the battlefield below. And as you kind of look out, you see like a horde of devil-like entities on the ground. You also see in the distance a massive, what's the word I'm looking for? What is it called? Battering ram thing. I think that's actually what it's called, a battering ram.
A button's next to a catapult, right?
Yeah.
He's going to look at the rest of the group, walk over to the side of the catapult, grab the string and pull it.
Oh, no.
Shrug. And pull the string.
Okay. Sean, it releases. Go ahead and roll me a D20 plus 10. Okay. So surprisingly, the stone goes barreling into the horde of little creatures below, and they all just kind of sidestep it and keep going. So let's go ahead and roll initiatives real fast. Why don't we?
All right. 16.
14.
22.
20. 23.1. Nice.
23.
Good, look at you go.
I have a plus 10 on initiative, so I always have good initiative now. So I'm assuming I'm on the wall here, and I'm looking out mm-hmm. into this field, and it seems like mm-hmm. there's a lot going on out there, right?
There's a lot going on out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's not as big as it should be. As I'm assuming that's Ben who's fact checking my Well, while I'm talking, if you would like to draw a more accurate circle, I would not stop you. It's supposed to be a 20-foot radius. Okay. Looks like actually pretty good.
It's mostly there.
All right. I see a lot of shit out there on the field, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me what I see?
You see, okay, so roll me a quick perception
check. There's a lot of things. Like,
there is a lot of things, yeah, sorry. I thought you were just saying, yeah, Lauren, there's a lot of things out there. It's like, yeah, I know, Kyle.
I rolled a 15 perception.
15, okay. So here's what you see. There is a horde of demons marching up towards the gates. And in front of you directly, there is a trench that's dug around the gates, except for a gate that's being, there's like a ramp to a gate that's currently mm-hmm. closed. But it's the hordes that concern you. There's a massive horde directly in front of you. It looks like there's about 50 maybe demon-like creatures. And coming in behind them is a giant battering ram being pushed by two ogres who look slightly dead. It's the thing in the back that's the most concerning. See a giant red creature. Let me pull up my baby's description. So he's huge. He's massive. He holds himself with a regal aura badassery. In one hand, he holds a long sword. And in the other hand, he holds a whip. And he looks like a demon. You're not quite sure what it is that he is.
Okay.
But he's all the way in the back, and he's just kind of watching as the army approaches the gates.
That looks like the stuff of nightmares.
He is the stuff of nightmares. Potentially. Depends on what your nightmares consist of.
Is there anything else noticeable about him? Does he have wings, or?
He does have two massive giant wings coming in from the back. He has two massive horns. He almost has like the face structure of a bull. Almost like a minotaur, but massive with wings, red and demonic. Fiendish. They're two different things. And you can see that the whip that he's wielding is on fire and has like splits into three different like tongues at the end almost.
Well, thanks, because I hate it. All right. Well, I can't reach him yet. He's pretty far. So for now, mm-hmm. I'll just worry about the Balrog another day. There's a horde, and the map I'm looking at looks like there's right in front of me is like a pretty good sized horde, a little bit of a gap, a trebuchet with two undead things, and then another mm-hmm. horde, right? Mm-hmm. Would you say one grouping is larger than the other to match the map you've done here, or is it just sort of like they're everywhere?
No, that's pretty accurate. The map's pretty relatively accurate.
All right, perfect. So I have this big green circle that Ben has made that is mathematically the correct size. And okay. Knowing Ben, I'd like for him to casually maximize the, because I'm actually kind of looking at the other group, and I feel like you might be able to get more inside that circle on the other side.
What is your radius, or what's the range on the spell?
It has 120-foot range, so I can pretty much shoot this shit anywhere. Yeah. It's a pretty far range. Here, let me drop the spell because it's happening. So I might as well just click the button. Yes, fifth level. Boom. It's called Synaptic Static.
Ooh.
But I'm going to choose a point within range and cause a psychic explosion. So Urpak is going to point, and this like electricity is going to tremble around him, and then just he's going to almost, it just looks like he's going to hurl like a little orb really far, and it lands right in the middle, and then for a second nothing happens, and then like a balloon out static electricity shake and rumble happens, and they all need to roll int saves.
Okay.
I like this because most creatures have bad int saves.
Where did that sweet little green circle go?
Over on the guys on the left.
Did I fucking miss it? Oh, guys on the left. Okay.
That's where Kyle said he wanted it.
Well, I wanted to get the most people possible.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. What's the DC? 18?
18, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6 saves. So the ones that don't save take 25 psychic damage, and their thoughts are muddled for 1 minute. During that time, it has to subtract 5 from all of its attack rolls and ability checks.
Plot twist, they actually didn't have that much.
Perfect. Dead is just as good, and it is simpler than the annoying thing that you were going to have to do.
It's fine.
And then, how low is their hit points? Because does half damage kill them?
Yeah, half damage killed them.
Oh, sweet. So then they're just all fucking dead. Sweet. So then I'm definitely going to, I should definitely do that again. Basically, even if they don't save, it still kills them pretty much because it's 8d6 psychic damage. All right, well, I think that's gonna be my turn. Oh, you know what? No, I want to look around real quick on this. Like, there's archers here. Does there seem to be like someone who looks like they're kind of in charge?
The person who looks like they're in charge is the person on the ground, here on top of a horsey next to Throden. And they're too busy shouting orders at the people down on the ground versus up there. The archers look like they're trying to figure out where to focus at. And then you pop that off and they just kind of look at you surprised. And they're like, what next?
And then actually at this exact second, I'm going to do a quick shape change and just turn into a cheap mimic of the other person in charge. Because now everybody knows I can do this, so fuck it, I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna just scream, now listen, men, you can call me Treb, and I want you to aim at that other horde right there and shoot.
Go ahead and make me a diplomacy check.
How about persuasion? I'm so fucking good at persuasion.
Persuasion,
it turns out. 32.
Yes, bam! And they turn and they start aiming at the horde. All right. Anything else? Bonus actions?
I can't fire a trebuchet with a bonus action, can I?
You cannot. It will take an action.
Yeah, that seems right. But I did kill a pretty good chunk, so that works.
You did great. All right, Fennel, what are you doing? You are on the ground. You're next to a trebuchet. There's two soldiers trying to, they're finishing up arming it. And there is a ladder kind of like, there's a set of stairs, leading up to the wall. I didn't draw that, but there's a set of stairs over here.
How about here?
There's not. Actually, no, there would be. There would be like a small set of stairs.
Okay, because I'm going to quickly climb up there because 55 foot movement speed.
Okay.
And the wall anyway. True, I could just do that. And I need to draw a 20-foot circle because I'm also going to throw out an AoE called Searing Sunburst.
Yeah.
Do you want to just borrow the green circle?
Mm-hmm. Feel free. I'm not using it anymore.
Okay. Where is this one going?
Like somewhere around here, if I can.
So like that?
Yeah. And I'm actually going to increase the damage by spending 2 key points, so I can do 2 more 2d6.
2 more 2d6? Or 2 more d6?
To increase the damage by 2d6 per key point.
Oh, nice.
All right. And let me see what...
I need a con save.
16. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pass. Is 11 damage?
11. So 19 on total.
I thought you said you 19. Spent two more key points, Matt.
Hmm?
Oh.
Didn't you say you spent two extra key points?
Oh, yeah. So two more d6.
Yeah.
So that's actually
28?
Yeah, 28.
It wipes them out.
Sweet.
And on the half damage. Oh, shit. Well,
there's unfortunately no half damage on this.
Oh, just kidding. Okay. They really awesome. Save, they don't take the radiant damage.
Right. But what's really awesome about this ability is it doesn't take spell slots. I can just keep using it. Even if I'm out of key points. This is weak.
So, next is his turn.
Oh, I also yell out to the other soldiers. It's like, we can do this. Just keep fighting.
Oh, you're like an inspirational person. Okay. It's off the round. The Balor goes invisible. And, Urpax, you had...
What the fuck?
You have Truesight happening, right?
That lasts an hour, so however long ago.
You still have Truesight. So, cool. You see him kind of grin, and he disappears. He looks like shifty. You can still see him. Everyone's like looking around for him, but you can still see him. Yes.
His true sight has a range of 120 feet.
Oh, that's okay because he's still going to be able to see him eventually. Let me see how far you are. It's fine. It's not
that I'm at least world. The furthest out.
Shit. Hold on.
He's done.
Oh, yeah. No. So you don't see him. And then he's going to. Let me see what his speed is. What's your speed home skills? Okay.
He has more dex than me?
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Oh, you said you rolled a 19. Okay.
No, I have a 20 initiative. He has a 20 initiative, but if I have higher dex than him, I would act your first. Dex.
But maybe he's fucking dexy as shit. You don't know.
What is your dexterity?
19.
Yeah, my apologies. You would go first.
Yes, fuck yeah. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome. No, you're welcome.
I don't mean to question you. I was just like, I really want to do this.
No, you're fine. It should have put you before him.
Yeah, so I can show you my character sheet.
No, it's fine. I trust you, baby. I trust you. What are you doing?
Okay. So a button's gonna kinda sneak over to peek around the wall, right? Huh? And so he sees the Balor.
No, because there's gates that are closed and you can't, like, are you trying to get on top of the wall? If you get on top of the wall,
then with my sharpshooter, it ignores partial coverage. So,
okay, but
if he has coverage from the, okay, then, I mean, is there a place I can get to where I can see him?
Yes. There's, like, a little stepping ladder that leads up onto the top of the wall.
Okay.
And that will give you, like, it can put you, like, hold on, let me, it could put you right there. It could put you anywhere on the wall. That you want to be.
I'm going to kind of just come right here in the corner and peek through one of these battlements, right? And I see the Balor. How far away is the Balor?
He is currently like 200 plus feet.
Okay, cool. So not over 600. Okay.
No, 192.
Right. I'm going to knock an arrow with preparation of doing a whole lot more. All right. I'm going to shoot a shadow arrow at him. And I should have sneak attack because I'm hiding behind that, or just would they see it, or it's assassinate either way because I'm acting before him in combat.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Okay. Ben, what were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna just point out that you're an assassin, you're going before him, so you have advantage. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So link assassinate. So I'm gonna shoot him with a shadow arrow.
Okay.
that shouldn't count. That should be a I have advantage, so that would be a crit.
Not 20. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then my shadow damage, which is 2d6 psychic damage. Oh, I need to roll it. A button pulls out a TI. What?
If you crit, so it's twice that.
It's the dice.
Roll 46. So 17 psychic damage plus 9 plus 4.
And you have sneak attack, right?
Yes, sneak attack and sharpshooter. So let's see here. 17. Let me roll my sneak attack. Sorry, this is such a pain in the ass to do. Where's my sneak attack? So what? Sneak attack.
How much rogue do you have? Three?
Three.
Then it should be 2d6.
So 2d6?
Yeah. That was only one. So.
Okay.
Top of the crit would be another d6.
Just 1d6?
2d6. Sorry,
the first round is the hardest. So, so it'd be a total of... Okay. So I have my initial attack, which is 13 plus 17.
30.
I have a calculator.
Okay.
And then my sneak attack damage would be 2, or it would be...
You're missing another d6, I think.
I bet Ben's more accurate than your calculator.
Yeah, so 4, 5, 6. So plus 6.
He is a cyborg.
It needs to make a whiz save to start with.
Okay, is this considered a magical effect?
It says special.
Okie dokie. Was it con save?
Whiz save.
Whiz save.
DC 14.
Oh, 10.
So it's unable to see anything farther than 5 feet until the start of my next turn. Okay, and then I'm going to shoot it again with my second attack, which I'm going to use sharpshooter again.
Okay, so from the first attack that took how much damage?
It's going to be a whole lot here in a second. So let me just do these two attacks really quick, and then I'll give you the first round, because then I'm going to action surge. let's see here. So it'll be my next attack will just be a standard arrow. 25 to hit.
Uh-huh.
So another 24 piercing damage. Another sharpshooter attack. 14, I'm guessing, misses.
Misses.
Okay. Then action surge.
Okay.
And I'm just going to do 3 more attacks, which will be boom, 27. Oh, wait. Uh-huh. Yeah, 27, 21,
uh-huh,
and 17.
Do you not still have advantage?
Would I still have advantage?
He is blind.
He can't see you.
Oh, yeah, he can't see
that's
me.
That's true.
So then that 22 would have hit as well. I'm guessing. Does a 22 hit him?
Yes, so they all hit.
Okay, 22 plus 20 plus 22 plus 20 equals 144 damage.
Good God.
Cool. Anything else?
That's going to be it.
All right. It goes invisible.
144 I'm happy with.
That's fair.
And he's still standing?
Oh, yeah. He's fine.
Well, you can't see him anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I mean...
I fucking blew him up, guys. Thank you for letting me do that, Lauren.
Yeah. All right. Little demon whore time. Give me a quick second, guys. All right. The demon horde is not very happy about what's going on. They're chattering to each other, screaming, "Form up! Keep going! He'll kill us if we don't!" And go this group over here goes, gonna dash, and then they're gonna get here. They're going to look around frantically because they realize that they can't get over the trenches that were built. This group will do the same thing. I don't want the fucking green circle. Go away, green circle.
I'll take it.
Traumatize me. Take it away, Ben. Thank you, Ben. Yeah.
You might want to just hide it for now.
Yeah.
There's a chance it's coming back.
Yeah.
All right, and they get there, and that's going to be their turn. Raquel, you are up.
All right, so that's a staircase, right? Okay, and then I'm going to move over to Urpax. I can do that in one turn, yeah. These little guys, are these guys doing anything?
Hold on, what's your speed? Stephanie, I'm sorry, what was your speed?
I don't fucking know.
30? 30. You can get...
What, I was like right there? Or was I right there? I don't know. 15,
20, 25. You could get just to the top of the walls.
Okay, so I can get right there. That's fine.
You can get right there.
But these home slices, what are they? Are they a threat?
Which ones, baby?
Like these ones back here? Like, it looks like they have a big shooty gun thing. Shooty gun.
Oh yeah, yes. Okay. They look like they're trying to move forward, and I didn't move them with the rest of the horde because I'm a goober. But I'll do that in a second.
Well, yeah, that's why I was wondering if they were like if that
they
was
look like they're on
the map or.
Yeah, no, that's a legit thing. They look like they are trying to move forward with this giant battering ram.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to try to shoot one of them with my short bow. And then I also have sneak attack. So.
Okie dokie.
So let's even see if I hit 11 to hit.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, shit. Okay. And then how many D6s? Is it 5D6? Hold on. I need to read. 5d6. Awesome.
Okay. I don't know if you get sneak attack, though.
Why? I snuck up on the wall.
I figure out.
I can hear you disapproving.
I'm leaving that up to Lauren.
I was down below. If I snuck up on the ladder and then shot from behind this.
No, baby. Sorry.
Fine.
I love you, but less like you want to roll a stealth. Like you can hide deck behind the walls and roll me a stealth real fast if you want to do that.
Sure, I'm down to roll a stealth. Hold on.
Roll me that stealth.
Okay, roll you a stealth. 30.
Yeah, absolutely. You get your D6.
Okay, thank you. all right, so then it takes 28 piercing damage.
28 piercing damage.
All right. Home slice. This one.
One again?
The one that's closest to me of the set.
It falls to the ground. The giant thud. The other one next to it just kind of, and she keeps trying to push forward. Anything else?
No, I think that's all I can do.
Delightful. Threaten, you're up.
Okay. Threaten is seeing everyone up on the walls. So he is going to also head up there. Where is the nearest way that I can get on a wall?
There is a ladder. Let me draw it for you. Right here. Cool. That's a ladder. Behold, my ladder.
And Throden is going to get up on the wall, look out onto the battlefield, and see someone pushing something heavy.
Yes. He looks undead.
Hmm. Well. Hmm. Let's see how much he likes walking on spikes.
That's
unfortunate. Throden puts his hand onto the ground, and he makes a whole bunch of spikes grow up right around this guy pushing that thing. As he casts spike growth.
Righty, and what save do I need to make?
You don't need to make a save. There is no save involved.
It's unfortunate. Okay.
Is this trying to... Oh, okay. Did we get our spell slots back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should have. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Because I apparently had not given my spell slots back after we drank the stuff.
Cinnamon. Come on. All right. So, the area becomes difficult terrain when a creature moves in or within the area. Okay. So, on its turn, it'll take the damage.
If it moves. For every 5 feet it moves, it's going to take 2d4 damage.
Okay. Interesting. All righty. I can dig it.
Have fun pushing.
Yeah, no kidding. The guards on the wall are actually going to go first. So, there's... Okay, well, let's see what happens. Da-da-da-da.
Before they start shooting, can I say, save this big group in front of me. Take the scattered ones.
Oh, yes, ma'am! Yeah, and that's what they'll do. They'll change their arrows to be pointed at the group on the far left instead. We'll see what happens. Someone got a nat 20. That's great. Good for them. I'm just going to say that this whole group... The left side is wiped out. And then this group on the ground, they're quickly rushing to the door and they're saying, bar the door, bar the door. The captain, she's on her horse and she started running back and forth and she looks up and she sees you guys and You can't tell or decide if you're a threat or help. But since it looks like you're helping, she's not going to question it too much. This poor ogre.
By the way, guys, we didn't even ask before we just started shooting. How do we know we're not the bad guys in this scenario?
We don't. We could be the baddies.
They're baddies.
If the knight is dead, then we can assume we were the good people.
Is that how that works?
Sad how accurate that is.
Who's left to dispute us?
Right.
All right, Ben, you said it's difficult terrain. Go ahead and roll me.
Might have been the most evil thing I've ever said.
I know. I was like, I don't know what to say.
44.
How much?
44. Sorry, 64. I can't math.
Math is hard, babe.
Your spikes, because he's still going to try to charge through, but it's at half speed.
Only 12 damage.
12 damage. Okay, that's not too short.
Oh, that's a lot of ones, Ben.
Yeah. Is he not going to dash?
No, because his buddy's gone. He can't sprint with that damn battering ram. He's definitely slowed down, though. Okay. All right.
Does a battering ram take damage?
Yeah, actually it does. Urpax, you're up.
Urpax tosses another one of those lovely energy balls. And it's going to go right around that big group again. This one right in night, you know. Hey, Ben, can you green circle me? I know you're using it, but...
let me make you a new one.
Just make Lauren
copy and paste it, yeah.
More green circles. But I should be able to get a good chunk of the folks over here. It takes... Basically, it's another int save, but it's the half damage on this one is... What is it? It's 19, right? No, that's not it at all. My goodness, let's not worry 14? About how bad that was. 14, yeah. Whoops. I'm in 29 damage if they do fail. So I don't know if 14 is enough to kill these fuckers. It'll save you a lot of rolls.
Oh, one actually fully saved. Okay. You actually see your spell goes off and they all die except for one. And he stops and he goes standing and looking around in the radius. He goes, I live! I live! Yeah, what else are you doing?
I think that would be all I could actually do on one turn, but you know what I'll do? Scream over to Fennel. Hey, you should be, I'm trying to remember what voice I'm supposed to have at this point right now. You should be able to take care of the rest. You can do it. And that's just bardic inspiration, which I almost never do, but
Merry Christmas. I was going to say, you never do that.
I know. Merry Christmas. I don't have any bonus. I got to do something.
Fennel, you're up.
Even though it's only an action to really use it, but can you position that green circle to get as many of these
of this? You're the green.
So yeah, I'm going to fire off another one of those searing sunbursts, but this time with only one extra key point. So I need a con save for 28 points of radiant damage.
18.
Wow. I can't count today.
I was about to say, that's a really powerful spell. Or non-spell.
Four of them save, so...
Boo.
So nothing happens to them, right? But right. The others take damage. Okay, so that's... One, two...
The only really good thing about this thing is, even if I'm out of key points, I can still keep firing it, but only with 2d6 damage. Okay.
All right, and what else are you doing?
How tall is this wall?
It's about 40 feet up, and then there's a trench dug deep into the ground directly below it that's about 10 feet.
Are there spikes in this trench, or is it just a trench?
They didn't have time. Lauren didn't have time to draw them.
Let's see. It's 5 times the level, so... Nah, I'll just stay where I'm at, because I was thinking of jumping down there, but I'd rather not get surrounded.
That's fair. Alrighty. A button. It is your turn.
If I turn sideways and shot down the line, how many of these good soldiers do you think my arrow could pass through? I'm just kidding.
One!
There's still that zombie guy out there on the ballista, right?
Yes.
I'm going to shoot at him for one of my attacks and see how he fares. Let's see here. Sharpshooter. 13 to hit.
That hits.
21 piercing damage.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me check something real fast. We're going to make a con save. All right, it drops.
Okay, I have two more shots. I'm just figuring out where to go with them. So how many of those demon things are still alive? So I don't see the guy. I don't see the big demon out there.
No, you do not. Some
stragglers?
You absolutely do.
I'm just going to take two of them out.
Pew, pew. Righty, roll it.
A 16 and a 17.
Easily. They're taken out.
Yep, 22 and a 19 damage to it. So just pick two. Yep.
Done. Okie dokie. And is there anything else, dear?
I'm going to use a bonus action to hide because I forgot to do that last time.
Okay. Let me look at something real fast. Okay.
I'm hiding behind like one of the raised parts on the wall.
It's fine.
Do I need to roll a stealth check?
Yeah, roll me that stealth check.
22.
22. All right.
And that's my turn. Pew, pew.
All righty.
I like to think that was a pretty good turn.
A button blows the smoke off of his finger guns. He's not sure why they're smoking because he doesn't know what a gun is, but...
Because firearms do not exist in your games.
Yep.
Okay. Let me check one more thing real fast. Sorry. He's not a happy camper right now.
Well, Shauna, if your hands catch fire, then I guess you have firearms.
Yes. I hate you. Why would a world ever make guns or cannons when you can kill someone with a word from like fucking 60 feet away?
Right? Okay. All right. The demon horde. There's like,
is it allowed to be called a horde now when there's five?
The stragglers. They look kind of like scared. They give each other like little sad looks and they're like, run away! And they start dashing away.
They better get to 600 feet away pretty quick.
And that is their turn. Raquel, it's your turn.
What's sad is I can still reach them with that searing ball.
I'm just going to stand over here with Urpax and basically say, well, darling, that was pretty effective. Well done. That's it. That's all I'm going to do.
Sir, yes, sir.
And I'm gonna yell, darling, I'm trying to show you. And I'm like pointing out and like putting my hands to the air, like trying to convey that thing is still hidden somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't.
You have broken yourself.
What? Oh, yeah.
Throden, you're up.
Okay. Are these things in range of...
To be fair, Sean, though, I don't know if I actually saw the demon because I was on the ground.
Oh, that's true.
I was behind the wall, so... Sorry, Throden. Continue.
No, that's okay. I gotta figure out what I can actually hit them with. Yeah, I think Throden just kind of looks over at one of these things that's running away. Reaches out his hand and casts Chill Touch at it.
Aw, okay.
Aw, they're demons!
23 to hit.
Yeah, absolutely hits. And it's...
13 necrotic damage.
Oops. I can get it. Where'd it go? I'm on the wrong fucking thing. Alright.
I feel like we were being mean to these guys.
They're fine.
If I really wanted to be mean, I'd thrown down another spike growth on top of those dudes. But
they eat children.
Okay, never mind.
They manipulate people into killing each other. Every single one of them has to go.
I mean, they are leaving.
But I mean, go back to whatever plane they came from. Involuntarily.
It's plainest.
It is plainest.
All right, is there anything else, Thoradin?
No, I mean, I guess I'll cast Shillelagh on my staff, just in case.
It's the guards, they're going to take a shot. They're dead. And they start cheering victoriously. Urpax, you notice something, let me see how far he is. Ooh, yeah. You actually notice, Urpax, something coming out. You can see, like, a glint of a wing, and then an ethereal form appear over here. My beautiful arrow. And it's your turn.
Can it make an int save?
What are you casting?
Can it make an int save?
yeah, yeah, but I need to know what you're casting. Feeble mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Something called feeble mind.
24.
Fuck.
Oh.
All right.
That's concerning.
It does take damage automatically. It takes 46 psychic damage and then has to make an int save. So.
Oh, okay. So it guarantees a little spicy bit there. 12 damage.
12 damage. Okay.
And it knows that
in that case.
And it becomes visible and everybody can see it. And now it's weakened to the point we can see an exposed scale on it, right?
Like
its biggest weak.
Calm down.
It's glowing red now.
It's glowing red. It's a slow flash, though. It's not quite almost dead, but
you can see it. It looks like it was coming right up there. And as soon as you hit it, it looks shocked and then angry. It snarls at you. What else are you doing?
I guess I could pat Raquel on the shoulder and be like, I don't know, you could do better, right? And then that bardic inspiration too. You're right there. Might as well just pass it out.
Yep.
All right, Fennel, you now see this giant, scary, dollar looking motherfucker. Spicy. He's a spicy boy.
Yeah, you could say that. Let's go with... I am going to use a bonus action to use one of my druidic abilities called Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go with Bear Spirit. Everybody within 60 feet of me has 7 extra points of hit points.
All right, and so who all's within 60 extra... Oh, sorry, I did that so backwards. Oh, that was right. Anyone within 60 feet of you?
Mm-hmm. No, you summon it. You summon the spirit within 60 feet. It's got a 30-foot radius.
30-foot radius.
Yeah, I can't read today. I can't do math and I can't read.
Okay, so where are you putting your spirit at?
Let's put it at the gate.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Behind
the gate?
Yeah.
Like right here-ish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else are you doing on?
Let's see. As an action, I throw a Searing Sunburst at him. Oof. I'm not going to spend any key points. I want to see if he actually can save against this. So, just 4 points.
Con saving throw?
Yep.
Natural 20.
Well, apparently he's got a plus 12. So.
Yeah.
I rolled the right thing this time.
So, he just kind of like... I guess he just, like, takes it like a champ and is like, what was that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a fly bit him on the ass. But your best friend's coming to see you.
I see him?
You do see him. He's coming to you.
Okay, I'm going to hope not to see him. So I'm going to use Banishing Arrow.
Okay.
Start with that.
Okay.
So use Sharpshooter. So first attack with Banishing Arrow, if it'll roll. 17 is not going to hit.
It's not.
Okay, then 2 more attacks. I don't think anything happens on Banishing Arrow. No, it doesn't, if I miss. Wow, 13 and a 10.
You missed.
I just fucking shoot off into the distance. Bonus action to hide.
Okay, that's stealth.
28.
8, okay.
And I'm going to stay quiet this time.
That's fair. All right, it's his turn, and he saw where you were last.
Also, Sean,
titty sprinkles. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. It doesn't use up your arrow.
Oh, okay.
You choose it after you hit.
He disappears for a second and then reappears. Right, pachushk, right in the middle of this group right here.
Pachushka. Right
here. Pachushka. Exactly. Pachushka. And.
I would say. Hey Matt, where'd you put your bear spirit?
Right here. You should have it.
Oh, I see. This spot here?
Yeah.
Okay. 5 plus druid level. How much temp HP is that?
7.
Cool.
Okay, so this guard here actually dies, but the captain steals herself. And he shows up in the middle, and he is whipping. He's cracking his whip, but he's got his long sword drawn. And that's actually going to be his whole turn.
Lauren, did you include that guy's...
I did not.
Temp HP?
I
I don't know if it matters.
Much HP HP did he have?
Eight.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it might have an impact. Doesn't have an impact.
Well, you tried.
No, it's good. It was good. Let's see. Also burns to a crisp. All right. So, and she takes that, and then we'll go ahead and do that. She is on fire and her horse is screaming underneath her, but the Balor is in the middle of everyone. The demons are gone. We're just going to get rid of them. Raquel, you're up. This big, bad, terrifying thing just popped up out of nowhere.
Hey, and obviously I don't have sneak attack anymore and I can't really figure out. I really can't think of a way to make it like to bullshit my way into it. So I'm just gonna like, I really did. Poor I was baby. Like, I wonder if I like,
I know you
sneak over here and just like hang out like over here behind these guys. But then that seems like a shitty move. Like, that's not cool. So I'm just going to hit it with my short bow. A 20 to hit.
This is your regular short bow, right?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So a 20 does hit. Let me read.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. It just hits. Don't read.
Pings off its peck.
God.
But it looks like you took away a little bit of a chunk.
Rude. Whatever.
Wait. Did it hit? So she gets sneak attack, right?
No, because I'm not. She said because I wasn't sneaking.
But she's not sneaking right now. Oh, is it because? Hold on. Urpex is right next to you, though.
Oh, that's right. Well,
Right?
Urpex being next to her doesn't help, but the commander is right next
commander.
To
her. Commander. Okay. Dude. I'm sorry. I thought it was within 5 feet of your ally. You, yourself. Within, no, okay. You know, but the commander is there. Okay. So you're considered allies. Yeah, no, you're right.
Well, it doesn't even have to be her ally. It just has to be the enemy of her enemy.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Wait, it's fine. So does 29 do anything, Lauren?
It took a bigger chunk than you thought it would out of him.
Whatever. It's fine. All right, Lauren, end of my turn.
Throden, you're up.
Okay. So Throden is going to use his ability. Which one is it? I haven't used this in forever. Symbiotic entity.
Oh god, hold on, I gotta read. Zoom in. I'm fucking blind. All right. Oh shit, okay.
And then I'm also gonna cast Guardian of Nature on myself as a bonus action.
Nice. Which one are you going for?
I think I'm going with Primal Beast.
Primal Beast, okay.
So Threadens looks more like a dinosaur and he kinda like grows feathers and his claws sharpen and his teeth sharpen.
Arr. Okay. That was your action and your bonus action. Are you moving or are you staying there?
I'm gonna stay here for now. Okay. But next turn. Right.
Turn is the guards. They're all panicking because this giant motherfucker just showed up. So three of the guards are panicked, and one archer jumps off the wall and into the trench, and he'll take damage. Another one over here does the same thing. But they turn around and they try to shoot out at the Balor, and that's going to be what was my bonus? There we go. Maybe someone will hit. What? Oh, someone got a natty 20.
Woo.
Six people actually hit him, so that's going to be So that's going to be there. And the other guards on the ground are actually starting to just move back. They're fucking terrified, so they're not going to do anything. Arpax, you are up.
All right, this is kind of a long shot.
Do it.
But just want to double check something. All right. Fuck it. Urpax is going to point at the Balor and start muttering under his breath again. And I am going to cast a thing at a very high level. Can he roll a wisdom save?
Alrighty.
as I am muttering, fuck
27.
Life. 27. He has advantage on all rolls. All right. Fuck this guy. Yeah, I didn't think it would work, but it was worth a shot.
It was.
And then I go, wow, shit. And I kick the trebuchet behind me. Does that make it go off?
Are you?
It's not even pointing the right direction.
Yeah, it kicks it off. And it goes flinging into the battlefield.
And the rope attached to the arrow accidentally ties itself around your leg, pulling you along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeeting you.
That's my turn.
Now, there's a big mother down there.
That is correct. So what I'm going to do is, first off, fire off two shots of my rain sunbolt. And these are just straight up attacks. Oh, those are actually supposed to be D8s now.
Pew pew. The 17 misses.
Seriously? Damn. Okay, then let's try it again. 24 to hit?
24 does hit.
That is 10 points of radiant damage.
That looks like it went through.
And I am going to run over and use a...
Okay. As you get right up to him... Nope, keep going.
Okay. I am going to also use a key point for a flurry of blows, so two more attacks. There's a
22
and 19 hit.
And your hits count as magical, correct?
Yes.
Those actually look like they went through. And as you're pulling back away from your hits, you feel like your fists are on fire.
Ow.
Okay. A button. Your best friend is here to see you.
Nice. So I'm going to attack him sneak attack style with my shadow arrow.
Okay.
So let's do this first. 21 to hit.
Yes. And what save do I need to make against that,
my banishing arrow? Sorry. Banishing arrow is because I already used my shadow arrow. Where is it? The save will be as soon as this page loads. There we go. Charisma saving throw.
Oh, hot damn. Oh, no. Wait, hold on. That's supposed to be a plus 12. Still, I don't think that's enough. Hold on. What was it? D20.
Plus, it'd be plus 6 on top of that. What's the save, DC?
14, I believe. My other save. Well, let's see. Let me see what the save would be.
So it should have been a plus 12.
Because it's a fighter.
So that would be a 15.
What would be, how would I calculate my save DC for that? Because I don't know if I have my character sheet updated right.
Should be your strength modifier. Be, and plus, thought it right? Was,
but yeah, it would be a...
It's 8 plus your proficiency plus your intelligence modifier.
So 8 plus, so plus 5. So 13 plus 2 would be 15.
He so rolled a 15.
Just okay. Makes it.
All right, so he's not banished. But he's going to take 19 plus 2 for sneak attack, so 21, okay. And then two more shots. Pew, pew! 21 and a crit.
Ooh, roll it.
It's already calculated.
It did, 7. So that's 17 more damage?
No, 17, and then 22 and plus 2, 24 damage.
Oh, boy! Oh boy!
Am I missing something, Benjamin? I don't think so. Oh no, I'm not. Okay,
no, you're good.
Alrighty. He's very angry and very upsetty spaghetti, but he can't.
And I use my bonus action to hide. Sorry.
How are you hiding? Like ducking down so he can't see you?
Yeah, because I'd imagine there's a tiny wall to stop people from falling backwards off of, right?
Like a little ledge, yeah.
Yeah, like a little ledge.
Go ahead and roll that stealth.
19.
Alrighty, so he's going to take care of the first threat in front of him, which currently is Fennel. Fennel, I need you to actually make me a... let me see. Oh, shit, I should have done this earlier. So whenever you hit it, you're actually going to take 3d6 of fire damage. Yeah. You take 10 points of fire damage, And because you're also next to it, it has this fiery aura, and you're going to take 10 more damage.
Ouch.
She drops. Can kill her, and then it's going to make an attack against you with its longsword. He brings his longsword up in one fucking hand and hits at you. 9 to hit?
Yeah, that hits. Ouchies.
Oh. You're going to take 21 slashing damage and 14 lightning damage. And ouch. Let's see here for a second. How far are you? You're 30? But Throden's right in range. And then he whips out at Throden.
Oh no.
21 to hit?
Yep, that hits.
I need you to make me a strength saving throw as you take 14 slashing damage and 11 fire damage.
Okay. Strength saving throw. 22.
Ooh, you just pass it. You feel a tug at the whip, and you yank your foot back, and the whip lets go. And he just laughs. Raquel.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do the same thing I did before, the Raquel special.
Fennel is within range, right? So you get the sneak attack.
Yay. All right. So, 20 hit?
20 will hit.
Awesome. So then, 25 piercing damage.
Okay. That's going to be... Boy, he's still up, but he looks angry. Very, very angry.
Cool.
Anything else, my love?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Okay. That was the end of the Raquel special.
Jordan, you're up.
Cool. So, Throden is going to... I'm going to say leap, but, you know, he's going to take the ladder down so he doesn't take fall damage. But he's going to, like, leap for this demon guy, and...
You're going to take 13 points of fire damage as soon as you get Nazara.
Okay. That's fine. Let's see. So that drops me down to 22 temporary HP. This is going down fast. All right. So, this is going to take a second because it's the first time I've done this. But I'm going to cast Booming Blade.
Okay.
Well. It's not quite rolling with the correct bonuses, but it's close enough that it doesn't matter because that's going to be a miss.
Okay.
Even with the advantage that I got from being in my other form. So, all right. Whoops. I guess that's my turn.
Okay, so it's the guard's turn. They see their beloved commander fall into battle, burning to a crisp, and the ones on the ground just yell, "Run away!" And they too begin to flee.
What the hell? What kind of army is this?
Shitty army. They're not paid enough for this shit. So they scatter, except for the archers. The archers are still going to go ahead and try to go ahead, and they're going to keep going because you know what? This person over here kind of looks like your person. Let's see what happens.
Plus, the guy that encouraged them helped him too.
Huh?
Plus, there was a guy that encouraged them.
Huh?
Nothing.
No, I was just saying, uh-huh. I'm aware.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like you couldn't hear me.
No.
Maybe I can't hear things.
Okay, so I get
another crit.
No, they're doing pretty okay.
They're doing better than me.
They're doing something. Still up. All right. Pax, homeboy is not looking great.
All right, I'm going to shoot something at him. Right. Just kidding. I'm going to try to set him on fire a whole bunch. So I'm going to cast Wall of Fire. I guess he's big, and I just want to point it so that Fennel and Throden are fine. But then I want to basically just do, like, a spiral where it's just, like, a curly cube ball of fire right on, centered on him.
So all just damage fire? Or damage fire? Fire damage?
Oh yeah, he's a demon. This is probably a mistake. Oh man. All right. Yeah. Yep. 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 Yep.
You want to reconsider that? Urpax is smart. I will give him this. Urpax is smart.
Kyle's smart. That's... I have to whisper at Discord and Melly that only one creature of your choice within range can hear, but there's no range.
What?
What's the range on this? Sorry, hold on.
You're fine.
I have to Google something, because this scales.
The scream? I mean, the guy was yelling commands from within these walls to all of his soldiers.
Dissonant Whispers, range 60 feet.
60 feet, all right. I don't want to get very close, is my main challenge. As you could have probably imagined. Yeah, all right. I'm going to move within so that I'm get within 60 feet.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cast, because I can cast this at higher levels. Wait, why is it not letting me cast it at a higher level? On higher level. Oh, do I have to change the way this spell is fucking constructed? All right. At higher levels. Where's the thing?
It's an extra D6 per level. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it doesn't. Let's start with the save part. Can they roll a?
Spicy. Okay.
Cool. Okay. I only have fourth level is the highest level I can cast this at.
Mm-hmm.
So it would take 12 psychic plus an extra 3 more D6. It sounds like.
Fourth level. Yeah.
Kyle, unless you really super duper want to roll it. Oh, you super.
I did it already.
What do you whisper to it? What terrible thing do you whisper to this?
I wish that I could have killed you with fire instead. Whoops, Lauren's a great DM. Die, fucko.
And as you whisper, its ears start to bleed and its eyes start to turn into a burning flame and it bursts like a literal explosion. And I need Fennel and Throden to make me dexterity saving throws.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Dex saving throws.
Spicy.
Oops. Well, that's a 6.
Okay.
Oh, no.
12?
Okay. They
I have evasion.
They're going to want to use it.
Good for you.
Good for you. Let me see. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to do this.
Ben, are we going to die?
What? I'm fine. You might.
Take 56 points of fire damage as it erupts to flames.
Well, that's not too bad.
Blitz.
That shouldn't be enough to kill you, so you're fine.
Yeah. And you're taking half damage, Matt.
Yeah. 28.
It's supposed to be 70, but I rolled it. I rolled a lot of
ones. That is a lot of ones on that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little disappointed.
Rude.
I feel you, Lauren. I feel for you.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Lauren is, remember, a button. Death from above. As the Balor erupts, the ground of the diorama begins to shake and shift. And as you look up, you see that you guys are being like pulled from the diorama and you're back into the star room. And the diorama, oops, laying on the table is a white piece of glass.
Like a flat piece of glass or?
A flat piece of glass, like a circular flat piece of glass.
I pick it up.
All right. Are you kind of like looking it over?
I'm looking into it. It's got to be a mirror, right?
It's not a mirror. So you're like holding it up to your eye. Go ahead and roll me an investigation check.
Okay.
Wait, Sean's a bird. Can he see it?
Ooh.
Yes, I have normal vision. I'm part human.
Number one, fuck you.
Okay. Here. Investigation. Nine.
It looks like it's cloudy. It's definitely like opaque. Not opaque, that's the wrong word, but it's a little bit like cloudy, like it's been painted over. In the brush like stroke
glass?
Not exactly. Yeah, kind of like stained glass, and it's just a white circular piece. And that's actually where we're going to end tonight's episode because it's time.
Boo!
At least we didn't die.
That's true.
True.
We were close.
Oh, Fennel. Is that what your HP is at?
I'm at 31.
Oh.
A button would have vaulted over that wall.
I blew all my we'll wrap it up. I was going to say I blew all my spell slots so I couldn't cast Resurrection. Sorry, bud.
Yeah. It's okay, I got you.
I did take it just because you fucking keep dying. I need to have not Fennel, but still.
I reincarnate, so
Mm. Oh, that's the fun one. That's the fun resurrection. Mm. All right, guys.
All right, well, until next time.
Toodles, bye.
Toodle.
Bye.
Say all of it. Bye.